The Coast Guard probe of the grounding of the drilling rig Kulik resumes tomorrow after running through last Saturday with questioning of a Shell executive who explained the lines of authority during multiple overlapping vacations in their Alaska office at the same time that a tax deadline was approaching and a critical marine operation was beginning. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Shell Alaska operations head Sean Churchfield faced hours of close questioning on the decision to start towing the large saucer-shaped drilling rig to Seattle on December 21st, just as Vice President Pete Slaby was going on vacation. As others have, Churchfield cited the weather window, but he also admitted that the, quote, potential tax liability of going into another year in Dutch Harbor was an important factor in the late December departure. The shipyard in Seattle wasn't available until February, and the rig would have had to mark time at a berth in Everett in the meantime. Churchfield was then questioned about the company's policy on allowing its executives to go on leave when high-risk and high-visibility operations are scheduled. Churchfield left his deputy, Buddy Custard, in charge for the tow, but it also turns out that at the same time that he was on leave, Churchfield was filling in for vacationing Shell Alaska Vice President Pete Slaby. Did that mean, asked Susan Dwornick of the Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement, that Custard was running everything?
The Vice President delegated his authorities to me, and I delegated my authorities to Buddy Custard. The Vice President's delegation did not bypass me down to Buddy Custard. In Pete Slaby's absence, I had the decision authority of the Vice President during my vacation.
This is still in effect while you were on holiday.
That's correct.
Churchfield said it was agreed that he would stay in the state while Slaby was gone and be available, checking in by email. He also noted that Custard, a retired Alaska Coast Guard officer, was highly capable. Investigators also tried to get to the bottom of something that happened aboard the Kulik when the Coast Guard was trying to use helicopters to evacuate the 18 crew members after the engines of the tug Ivic failed, and another tug, the Guardian, owned by Crowley Marine, had been attached to the Ivic and was trying, with no success, to haul adrift toward the shallows. Earlier, Todd Case, the manager aboard the Kulik, testified that the survival anchor was accidentally dropped at that time and that Crowley had threatened to cut the tow if that happened. Churchfield's notes contain some references to that. Case testified that the anchor deployment was due to what he called miscommunication. Churchfield was asked to explain his notes, but said there were a number of things he wasn't sure of. Here is part of an exchange between him and Crowley attorney Matthew Vafidis.
It says, survival anchor deployed, dragging but not caught, anchor is on the stern.
Right. And at the bottom there, what does that say?
It says, Ivic and guardsmen still attached.
Okay. Let me ask if you recollect being told at the time that personnel aboard the Kulik were proposing to drop the survival anchor in order to spin the rig so that the helicopter pad was out of the weather and the personnel could be evacuated from that pad. Do you recall that?
No, I don't have that recollection, no.
A few days before, Todd Case had also been questioned about this by Commander Josh McTaggart, head of the investigating team.
Were there discussions at the time with respect to rotating the Kulik?
Yeah.
Could you go into that?
Well, we discussed using the survival anchor if we could drop it and possibly get the rig to rotate. And that would have put the wind blowing in a direction we could have got the helicopter in, but it was only a discussion at that time.
Okay. So what occurred after that?
Well, after the Coast Guard said that we could not go in, during the discussion of using the emergency anchor, I had sent the barge engineer and ballast control operator down to stand by the winch, and it got accidentally dropped sometime in the middle of all this.
Case said at that point the survival anchor was only down a brief time and then pulled up again. Later on, when the tow from the Guardian did part, all parties agreed to deploy the anchor, but it never caught. Case said it just dragged along the bottom. But it began to get light after that, and the Coast Guard helicopters made another attempt and were able to get the crew off. Efforts by several tugs to stop the rig's drift or at least steer it continued, but ultimately it hit the rocks and grounded on Sikelitic Island. Sean Churchfield was asked the same question investigators have put to others if, knowing what he knows now, there are things that he would have done differently.
Without being a mariner, I'm not really able to comment on the technical details of the tow specifically, but the one observation I would make is that we will be looking very hard at how we conducted the operation to see what lessons we can learn from them and ensure those lessons are carried forward into future plans and future towing operations.
In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.